Rittenbach, who stands 6'10", will jump it up against Caleb First of the Boilermakers. This building seats just over 9,200, maybe about three-quarters full, and I'm telling you, fans, there's a lot of Purdue folks in this building tonight. I don't know it's a 50-50 split, but, man, it feels close. Maybe 40-60, Purdue to Washington. A ton of Boilermakers have found their way here tonight to Alaska Airlines Arena. This ball will be thrown high in the air. Tip is won by Washington to our right as we look at them, and we are underway. Alaska Airlines Arena. Purdue opens up in half-court man-to-man defense. The Huskies with a ball working right to left. Iheanacho with a ball. Chest pass to the right wing, Breidenbach, and he threw it away. He tried to throw it baseline to Diallo and threw it out of bounds. Purdue, an early takeaway on a poor pass from Breidenbach in Washington. They average 11 turnovers a game.
Well, Rob, we hope the turnovers from a defensive standpoint will continue for Purdue. And first possession, we likey.
We likey. Purdue with a ball left to right here on the road. C.J. Cox between the circles, holds the ball in the triple threat, throws it left wing to Lawyer, throws it down into left block. Trey Kaufman-Wren against Breidenbach, spins to the left shoulder, shoots with the right hand, hook shot and scores. You can hear the crowd in the background, can't you, fans? Those are Purdue fans that have invaded this building. Purdue leads 2-0.
Extremely impressive the fan support Purdue has here. And also impressive was that righty hook by Kaufman-Wren getting to his sweet spot in the center of the lane.
Diallo left block, throws a skip pass right wing. Here's a three on the way for Tyler Harris. Long, no good. Rebounded by the Boilermakers' Trey Kaufman-Wren. Harris, a 45% three-point shooter, but he missed that open look from the wing. Purdue with a ball now, leading 2-0. We played 65 seconds in Seattle. Top of the key, Cox dribbling in. Kicks in the right wing to Braden Smith. Gives a pocket pass to Kaufman-Wren. Kick it left wing, Cox. Stepping left, shooting a three, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Tyler Harris. Great ball movement by the Boilermakers to get a wide open shot, but it wouldn't go down. And now Washington with a basketball. Huskies in their white uniforms here at home, playing in a building that was first put into use in 1927. Here's a poke away and a steal. Caleb First ahead to Braden Smith. One-on-one at the other end. He was bumped, but no calls. He missed the layup. Matt Painter wanted a foul, didn't call it. Washington with the ball. Osabor on the right block, shooting, and he was fouled. He missed the layup, but the foul will go against the Boilermakers, Trey Kaufman-Wren. Boy, that's one of those there. Purdue was out in transition after a steal. Braden Smith took some contact, missed the layup, but that missed layup put Washington into transition. Two foul shots coming for Osabor.
It was great active hands by C.J. Cox. We've seen that often early in his career. He's able to poke the ball away from behind as Osabor hits the first free throw. And that leads to the run out, but Braden Smith is trying to get into the body of Breidenbach, gets himself off balance, doesn't get the whistle, and then unfortunately it leads to the break the other way, and Osabor put Caleb First in the spin cycle and then ended up getting a Kaufman-Wren who came over from the weak side. Thankfully, Osabor does miss free throw number two.
Osabor, 57% foul shooter, as Bob mentioned, goes 1 of 2. So Purdue is leading 2-1 with 2 minutes gone by here in the first half in Seattle. Left baseline, a catch in the short corner. That's Trey Kaufman-Wren. Back and down, Breidenbach spinning this time to the right shoulder and scoring, going the opposite direction. Trey Kaufman-Wren, all four of Purdue's points. Purdue leads 4-1.
So far, it looks like Washington very content just to guard Trey Kaufman-Wren one-on-one on the block with Breidenbach, and TKR has been in his bag making him pay.
Diallo, bounce pass, top of the key, caught by Osabor, wants to drive to the left block, and it's poked away from out of bounds. Diving for the ball. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Washington. The man that dove on the ball to tip it away was Braden Smith. It's our hustle play of the game, presented by Republic Airways. Apply to Lyft Academy. Start your aviation career today. That's now three Washington turnovers. We haven't even played 3 minutes.
How about that? When Osabor starts wheeling and dealing, the Purdue staff wants those guards to scrape down and come from behind. Braden Smith, great job there, coming from behind, knocking the ball loose, and the extra effort hustle.
Boilermakers with the ball. 17-15 to go in this opening half. Trey Kaufman-Wren, a short floater from 8 feet away. Missed it. Long rebound picked out of there by the Huskies. They're on the run, right to left. Diallo leading the break. Gets to the painted area, shoots a short floater that misses, and it's rebounded off the front of the rim by Trey Kaufman-Wren. Now Purdue wants to run. Here come the Boilermakers left to right. Top of the key, Trey Kaufman-Wren holding the ball, dribbling with the right hand and spinning, stopping at the right elbow. Left chest, left wing chest pass. It goes to Braden Smith wearing the pink sneakers tonight with the anthracite uniform. Shot clock at 12. Right wing chest pass, Kaufman-Wren down inside to First. He spins, he shoots, he scores. Caleb First, first scoring of the game. Give the assist to Trey Kaufman-Wren. Purdue leads 6-1.
You love the passing there, back and forth between Kaufman-Wren and Caleb First, if they're going to really extend that high hedge, produce other players besides Brayden have to make plays.
Diallo driving and scoring. He dribbled past C.J. Cox, got all the way to the rim. That's freshman on freshman there, and Diallo scoring for Washington. Purdue leads 6-3.
A nice drive by Diallo. Coach Painter wanted Caleb First to stop that basketball, but Diallo with the burst.
C.J. Cox, triple threat position, perimeter right to Lawyer. He fakes an 18-footer, dribbles in to shoot from 12 and shot an air ball. But it was rebounded by Purdue's Caleb First. Purdue with a reload here. Now, because that was an air ball, the shot clock keeps ticking. It's at 15 seconds right now. C.J. Cox, left elbow, drives, stops, out high to Lawyer. Lawyer drives right elbow. He now works his way left elbow on the dribble. Shot clock at 5. Bounces in inside to First, and Caleb First couldn't handle it. Purdue's first turnover of the game. Washington with a takeaway. Purdue leads 6-3.
Really physical defense there by Washington on the perimeter. Thought maybe he could have got a hand check on that drive by Lawyer.
Diallo drives, kicks in the left corner where it's caught here by Iheanacho. Now it goes left block. Catch here for Elsa Barney. Turned it over. Osabor threw the pass too high. Stolen by the Boilermakers. Purdue on the run the other way. Boilermakers had it, and they had it stolen. Trey Kaufman-Wren taken from him by great Osabor. So the teams right now are trading turnovers. Purdue leading 6-3. Osabor, top of the key, picked up the dribble. Passes left wing, caught by Iheanacho. Back to Osabor, a pocket pass. Back to Iheanacho, top of the key, ball above his head. Kick into the corner for a three for Harris. It's short, missed by Tyler Harris. Rebounded by Purdue's Braden Smith on the far side of the rim. 14:55 to go first half. Purdue 6, Washington 3. C.J. Cox driving, shooting a right-handed layup, but missing. Breidenbach rebounds for Washington. C.J. got all the way to the rim, but missed the easy one.
That was a really good look by C.J. Good straight-line drive, but just shot the banker a little too hard.
Iheanacho between the rings. First on him. Dribbles between the legs. Now back dribbles. Back tracking, I should say, on the dribble. Now he comes back downhill. All the way to the rim. Layup good. Iheanacho got the matchup he wanted with Caleb First trying to guard him on the perimeter. He lays it up and in, and it's a 6-5 Purdue lead.
That just shows the burst of Iheanacho, because Caleb was giving him a half step, and Iheanacho just put his head down and got the blow by.
Iheanacho, a transfer out of North Dakota, originally from the state of Minnesota. Spinning is Trey Kaufman-Wren, shooting a right-handed hook shot, but he missed it. Rebounded by whom? Looks like Tyler Harris there of Washington. They walk the ball up the floor, right to left, to the Washington Huskies. We played 6 minutes of basketball in the first half, Purdue leading 6-5. Harris off a screen from Osabor, perimeter left. Picks up the dribble there, throws it to the left corner to Breidenbach. Down inside to Osabor. He spins, he shoots, but he missed the bunny. Good defense by Caleb First. Rebounded weak side by Braden Smith. Braden wants to hurry, and he threw it into Trey Kaufman-Wren, whose feet slipped out from under him. I hesitated for a moment because I thought Trey might be able to catch himself, but his feet slipped out from under him, and that will be a Purdue turnover. Timeout on the floor, 13:40 to go first half. Purdue 6, Washington 5. Purdue leads Washington 6-5. First break of the game comes at the 13:40 mark of the first half. Purdue's turned it over 3 times. Washington's turned it over 4 times. It hasn't been real aesthetically pleasing early, but with the ball right now in the Huskies, Purdue has subbed in Miles Colvin, the 6'5 sophomore from Indianapolis, and Raleigh Burgess, the 6'11 freshman from Cincinnati. Iheanacho, step-back dribble on Burgess at the top of the key. Picked up that dribble, throws it into high left wing. Harris has it, lobs it into Breidenbach, and it's stolen. Stolen by Miles Colvin. Initially tipped by Braden Smith. Colvin with a steal. Miles Colvin the takeaway. That's his 15th steal of the season, and now we have a layup Miles Colvin.
Great look there, Braden Smith. The vision, a cross-court pass, basically a lob to Miles Colvin, who was streaking along that left baseline, and Miles just elevated, caught it, and just laid it over the front of the rim.
Colvin with a steal, and then the bucket. Louis Courtright is subbed in for the Huskies, a 6'3", fifth year from Manhattan, New York, and a transfer from Rhode Island. Courtright will pop the cork on a deep three and make it. Louis Courtright, high right wing, a deep three for a guy that's a 24% three-point shooter. And with that shot, the game is tied at 8.
That's a huge shot, and he didn't shoot that like a 24% three-point shooter. Shot that in rhythm confidently.
Now a foul away from the ball. It's our first foul called of the game. No, second foul. I beg your pardon, second foul. And it will go against Makai Mason of Washington. He just subbed in a moment ago. He's a 6'5 junior, originally from Gilbert, Arizona, who started his career at Rice University. Each team has committed one foul here in this opening half. And we're tied at 8 apiece. We're in Seattle. Purdue in the bowl in the anthracite uniforms. Colvin, right wing lawyer, shooting a three from that right wing. He left it short. Rebounded, though, Braden Smith of the Widowmakers. He'll shoot from the baseline and make a 12-footer. Offensive rebound and a putback for Braden Smith. First scoring of the game for Braden. Purdue leads 10-8.
Braden, not typically one of those huge offensive rebounders, but right there, right place, right time, and just got quickly into his mid-range pull-up.
10-8. Brian Baca, three at the other end for Washington, is no good. A rebound off the left side of the rim for Fletcher Lawyer. Purdue on the run, left to right. Braden Smith orchestrating here, leaving for first. He spins on the right block, leaves it down low for Burgess. Now it's loose on the floor. Everyone's fighting for it. We're going to have a held ball. We'll have a held ball, and Purdue will have the possession when we come back. Timeout on the floor. Central Indiana Honda Dealer scoreboard. Purdue 10, Washington 8. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Camden Heidi's in for the Boilermakers, the 6'7 redshirt sophomore from the state of Minnesota. Somehow Miles Colvin got wide open under the basket and laid it in. There's Purdue with another one of those easy inbounds. Colvin has 4 points. Boilermakers are up 12-8. Good job, Sasha Stefanovic. He's in charge of inbound plays, in case you didn't know. Deep three in the right corner, good. That's Makai Mason. He's a 34% three-point shooter. He scores a triple for the Huskies.
That was just a catch and shoot in that right corner. Fletcher Lawyer a little slow on the closeout.
Boilermakers attacking the bucket to our right. Braden Smith bounces it where it's caught near the timeline by Burgess. He dribbles twice, holds the ball above his head. Now gives to a circling Braden Smith coming around behind him. Heidi swings it left side to Fletcher Lawyer. Shot clock at 5. Colvin, a catch and shoot 3. It is off the back of the rim, no good. And pulled out of there by Louis Courtright, the 6'3", fifth-year senior for Washington. Purdue leads 12-11, 10:52 to go in the first half here. Iheanacho, top of the key, left side, Osabor will shoot a 3 and make it. Raleigh Burgess was standing right there, but Osabor did not hesitate. 4 points for Osabor, and now it's a 14-12 Washington lead.
Another 24% three-point shooter, just shooting one in rhythm confidently. Burgess was pretty close.
Yeah, he was. Here's a near turnover, but the ball went out of bounds on the far sideline. Last touch by Washington. Purdue being a little careless with the ball here in the first half. It hasn't always led to turnovers, but Purdue does have 3 turnovers. Purdue's going to sub here. Matt Painter's going to get Trey Coffin-Wren back into the game. He's also bringing in Jakari Harris, the freshman from Atlanta, the 6'3", 200-pounder. Jakari wearing an anthracite T-shirt under the anthracite uniform and inbounding on the far sideline. Gives to Braden Smith, who's wearing the pink sneakers tonight. Inside it goes to Trey Coffin-Wren. His short banker is no good from 6 feet away. Rebounded out of there by Diallo of Washington. Great look for Purdue. Just missed an easy shot.
Got the ball exactly where you'd want it. Trey Coffin-Wren in his sweet spot there. Just a little off to the right on that floater.
Diallo, pocket pass to the right elbow where it's caught by Osabor. Driving on Coffin-Wren. Back out to Diallo. Diallo driving in from the right side of the painted area. Shoots it short. No good. Rebounded Osabor, and then he was fouled by Camden Heidi. Purdue could not get a defensive rebound. Foul on Heidi, his first, and that's going to send Osabor to the foul line. Washington 14, Purdue 12, 10:01 to go in the first half.
On that drive, Coffin-Wren did a nice job coming over from the weak side, maintaining verticality, forcing that miss, but because he comes over, no one there to box out Osabor with that inside position.
Osabor misses the foul shot. Osabor is 1 of 3 at the foul line in this game. He's a 57% foul shooter. 5 double-doubles on the year for Osabor. He leads the Big Ten in free throw attempts. Problem is, he just doesn't make them consistently enough, although he does make that one.
Him and Trey Coffin-Wren, very similar from that standpoint. They get to the line quite a bit, but just don't cash in as much as you would like.
Washington leading Purdue 15-12, 9:50 to go in the Pacific Northwest. Braden Smith is at 15 feet, leans in, will shoot from there, and it's in and out, no good. Another good look for Purdue that wouldn't stay down. Diallo rebounds for Washington. Purdue's had some good-looking jump shots that just haven't gone into the bucket early here. And somehow wide open, here's Makai Mason for a layup coming in from the right wing. And now it's a 17-12 Washington lead.
That was pretty basketball there by Washington and Makai Mason. Mason goes to set a down screen, just slips out of it right to the rim. And Osabor was all over it, whipped that pass into a cutter.
Trey Coffin-Wren, short left corner, spins on Osabor, hesitates, banks it, missed it. Heidi rebounds. Heidi kicks it out to Harris. Jakari will shoot a three. It's in and out, no good. And then tipped out of bounds on a baseline right. And no, somehow saved inbound. It was saved inbounds to Diallo. He wants to drive. Coming the other way, right to left. His layup's no good off the right side of the paint. And then we'll have a held ball after the missed layup as Miles Colvin was fighting down there for rebounding position with Diallo. This time the alternating possession favors Washington.
Purdue getting some good looks there. Nice offensive rebound by Cam Heidi. Kicks it out, but just unfortunately, drought has been substantial here. I don't know the exact length of this drought, but it feels long.
Well, Purdue had 10 points of the 12-minute media timeout. Right now they're at 12, and we're at 9 minutes. Here's a three, missed from the right wing, but also borrow a weak side rebound for Washington left side. He'll dribble in, and then he was fouled as he was attacking the basket. Also bore an offensive rebound. He went right back to the bucket, drew some contact. I believe Jakari Harris was the guilty party. Yes, it is Harris, his first. Hey, 8:45 to go now. Are they going to put Osabor at the line for two foul shots here?
Looks like they are. Jakari Harris coming over on that baseline side to try to double Osabor. Quick move on that baseline, and Jakari, I thought he was in pretty good position as Osabor back rims and misses the first free throw. But we just saw Larry Scarrato, the official, talking to Coach Painter, and he felt like Jakari was just late on the play and wasn't quite able to get set in time, hence the block.
Another free throw for Osabor. He lives at that foul line, and he makes that one. He's 3 of 6 at the foul line, and he extends the Washington lead to 18-12. We need our Boilermakers to make some shots here, fans. Blues had plenty of good looks, both close and beyond the arc. Just haven't knocked them in, at least early here. 8:30 to go in the first half with the clock ticking. Braden Smith coming down the right side of the painted area. Got to the basket, made a layup. He went right at the defender who had just subbed into the game, Jace Butler, a freshman from California. Bucket for Braden Smith. He has 4 points. Purdue's trailing 18-14.
Yeah, Braden liked that. He got the switch there with Courtright instead of, with Butler instead of Diallo, and he attacked with that seam drive on the right side.
Diallo, chest pass, left side, Courtright. Harris on him. Skip it right wing for a three for Butler. It's an air ball off the right side of the rim. Rebounded by the Boilermakers, Trey Kaufman Wren. Purdue in transition. Jakari Harris fakes a three. Now dribbles in. Kick in a corner. Heidi fakes a three. He gives it to Smith. Perimeter right wing. Back to Heidi in the right corner. Lobbing in to the short corner. Caught by Trey Kaufman Wren and stolen. Trey tried to bounce it right back to Cam, and it was stolen by Mason of Washington. Boilermakers turnover here, their fourth of the game. 7:35 to go in this half. Driving all the way to the basket. Osabor will have the layup after the great drive by Courtright, and it's 20-14 Washington.
Just a simple in-and-out dribble with the left hand by Courtright. Gets the defender off balance. Blows by. Kaufman has to come over on the help side, and that allowed the lay-in.
Braden Smith again drives to the bucket and again scores on a right-handed layup. Right now, Purdue's just opening up the floor and letting Braden dribble right down the right side of the painted area and making a right-handed layup. That's been the last two buckets.
You're right. The first time he has a double-clutch layup, this time was able to just go straight into that smooth right-handed finish, and now Purdue, can they get some stops?
Diallo off a screen from Osabor. Swing it to the right wing where Courtright now has it. He dribbles down to the right baseline area on Heidi. Spins, shoots a reverse layup that hit the bottom of the basket, and it was rebounded there by Camden Heidi. Purdue trailing 20-16 with 6:40 to go in this opening half. Braden Smith is dribbling near the timeline into the front court here. Being guarded closely by Butler, the freshman. Goes against Butler to the right elbow. Now crossover dribble, left elbow. Shoots a fallaway jumper that misses, and Osabor rebounds weak side. He'll lead the break. Will great Osabor. Brings it into the front court. Leaves it behind him for Diallo. Heidi's on him. 6:20 to go in the first half. 20-16 lead for Washington. Diallo driving. Kicking in the far right corner. Caught. Dribbling into the right baseline and shooting from short range is Butler, and he missed. Hit on the weak side. A rebound will go against Diallo of Washington. Timeout on the floor. 6:10 to go first half. Purdue trailing 20-16.
You can't get any closer to the action. Purdue men's basketball plays right here on Z96.5 WAZY Lafayette.
I don't like that aspect from a Boilermaker shooting standpoint. Would love to see us knock a triple down here, kind of take the lid off from long range, because right now the Huskies have been able to hit three threes, Purdue zero, and that kind of feels like the difference in the game, because the possession battle is dead even with the Huskies up one on the glass and Purdue one less turnover.
Boilermakers with the ball left to right in the first half. Braden Smith in the left corner is dribbling. Uses a screen from first on the left arc. Brings it out all the way near the timeline. Now throwing it into first on the left block. He works on Breidenbach. Shot fakes. Had a shot blocked from behind. No foul. A foul on Breidenbach. Initially, Wilhelm Breidenbach, the transfer from Nebraska, thought it was clean, but it was not. Ruled a foul. And to the foul line will go Purdue senior Caleb First.
Just saw the replay on the Jumbotron, and Purdue might have got away with one there. I thought that was pretty clean up top by Breidenbach.
Caleb First to the foul line, 69% foul shooter. The lefty missed the first off the back of the orange. Caleb wears number one on that anthracite jersey. Former Indiana Mr. Basketball from Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian High School. Dribbles and shoots. He made the second one. 1 for 2 for Caleb First. He has 3 points. Purdue is down 20-17.
Nice to see Caleb get that second free throw to go, because it's been a little bit of a struggle at the line last couple trips for him there.
Washington in white uniforms. Makai Mason, perimeter left, toes on the arc. Will dribble handoff to Iheanacho. He dribbles between the rings. Now they give the ball to Tyler Harris. Back to Iheanacho. Shot clock at 9. He kicks into the left corner. Shot clock at 7. Mason throws it downside, inside to Breidenbach, and he scores. A little give and go. And Breidenbach, who averages 5 points a game, has his first bucket. And Washington leads 22-17.
That was a high-level bounce pass there by Mason to Breidenbach. Really good action by the Huskies.
Here's a three on the way from Heidi in the right corner. It is missed off the front of the iron and rebounded Mason of Washington. Purdue coming in, shooting 39.7% from three, 11th best in the country. But right now, no made threes in this game. Mason, a fall-away jumper, good 14 feet away. 7 points from Mason against an 8-point average. And all of a sudden, the lead for Washington is pushed out to 24-17. Braden Smith off a screen from Heidi near the timeline area. Now doubled in the right corner. Breidenbach knocked it out of bounds, and they say last touch by Braden Smith. Purdue's fifth turnover. That time they came with a hard double off of the ball screen at the top of the key, and they flustered Purdue into a turnover.
Braden Smith just dragging that screen out a little bit too long off the high heads from Breidenbach. He needs to probably get rid of it a little bit quicker there, as he really put himself in a tough spot near the half-court line and that right sideline.
24-17, Washington the lead and the ball. Huskies trying to snap a three-game losing streak. And the problem for Purdue is Washington's a really good second-half team this year. Diallo is driving, spinning, and had it stolen. Stolen by Camden Heidi. Braden Smith leads the break to the other way. Smith to Cox. He dribbled to the free throw line and a reach in, and the Diallo foul. Second foul on Zoom Diallo. 4:19 to go in the first half. Here comes Trey Kaufman-Renn subbing in for Purdue. Louis Courtright will sub in for Washington. That's only team foul number 4 on Washington. Purdue's only committed 3. Purdue will inbound right in front of the Washington bench, which is down to our right. We sit courtside right beside the Purdue bench. 20 on the shot clock. Purdue with the ball in play here. Braden Smith in the front court. Bouncing at high right elbow extended. Caught by Trey Kaufman-Renn. Osabor squares him up. Now to Lawyer. He dribbles the right wing. Lost his footing. Now it's loose on the floor. Osabor stole it. A steal as the feet slipped out from under Fletcher Lawyer. Washington with the ball now. Osabor leaves it down inside for Breidenbach, and it's stolen by First as Breidenbach lost his footing. What's wrong with the floor here? Purdue on the run and a kick ball. Lawyer was trying to throw it down inside to Trey Kaufman-Renn. It was kicked, and now Purdue will keep the possession. On a Central Indiana Honda dealer scoreboard, a lot of slipping and sliding for both ball clubs. Washington 24, Purdue 17. We're back to action. Trey Kaufman-Renn at the right elbow. Spins twice and gives the ball to Braden Smith, who's coming down the side of the left elbow. He lost the dribble for a moment, got it back, now gives the Lawyer. He's perimeter left with the shot clock at 14. And now a foul will go against Washington's Louis Courtright for being in the cylinder. I haven't seen that call, and I don't even know when. Maybe once earlier this year, maybe once.
That's just one of those that, like, compared to some of the other physicality that's been happening on the perimeter, it just feels like that's weak compared to whatever some other instances where I feel like Purdue was fouled more than that.
I didn't even think he was in the cylinder, quite frankly.
I didn't either.
Here's a Trey Covenant right block on Osabor. Spins to the left shoulder. Kicks it out high to Braden Smith. Shot clock is at 5. Braden wants to get busy. Leaves it for Trey Kaufman Wren, and he traveled. He tried to shot fake his way to a bucket, and instead he pulled the pivot foot and traveled. Purdue's 7th turnover. 3:20 to go in this first half. Washington leading 24-17, and Washington with a ball.
Just got Trey a little in between there. Shuffled those steps. I feel like he should have maybe just shot that floater all in one motion as he received the pass instead of trying to put the ball on the floor.
Court right. Bounces it to the far right perimeter. Iheanacho with it. The talented freshman Diallo on the floor, on the bench right now for Washington because he has 2 fouls, and Washington just turned it over. They tried to lob it to the high right, to the low right block to Breidenbach, but they threw it too high, out of bounds. 8th turnover on Washington, giving the ball right back to Purdue with 3 minutes remaining.
And it was a good idea. Breidenbach did have a big size advantage and an angle down there, but Breidenbach, even though he's got some height to him, not necessarily the most explosive of athlete, and just wasn't able to kind of explode and get himself away from that defender to elevate and get that pass.
Yeah, Purdue needs to close the final 3 minutes here of this first half with a little bit of a punch, trailing 24-17 and really struggling to score the basketball. Right wing C.J. Cox bounces it into Caleb first. He's on the block. Spins on Breidenbach and was fouled as he was moving his way to the bucket. Osabor reached in and fouled Caleb first. Yes, it was Osabor. First of the game on Osabor, and to the foul line, Caleb first, who's 1 of 2 at the foul line today.
I was really hoping to look down and see that was his 2nd foul for Osabor, so maybe he'd come out to close this half, but yeah, unfortunately his first.
Caleb first makes the first foul shot. He's 2 of 3 at the foul line. Caleb coming in, averaging 4.5 points a game, 2.8 rebounds a game.
Purdue will now be in the bonus the rest of this half.
And he missed the 2nd foul shot. Rebounded by Iheanacho. Purdue trailing 24-18, 2:30 to go, first half. And the ball in the hands of the Washington Huskies here. Here's Iheanacho. High perimeter right outside of the arc. Feeds Mason. High perimeter left outside of the arc by a couple of steps. Further left, it goes to court right. Now top of the key to Breidenbach. Breidenbach faked the 3. Now dribbles right wing and stops. Hands the ball to Mekhi Mason. Shot clock down to 5. Mason, step back 3. In and out, no good. Rebounded off of the right side of the rim by C.J. Cox. Braden Smith wants to push some tempo left to right here at the 2-minute mark. Braden dumping it down low to first. Hill will catch it and dunk it. 2-handed slam dunk. That's Caleb first. 6 points. Timeout, Washington. Purdue's within 4 points at 24-20. And let me correct myself. I missed a pass there. It was Braden to Trey to Caleb for the dunk.
It absolutely was. It was a tic-tac-toe there from Purdue. Braden Smith jumping in the air. Looks like he's going to take an open pull-up jumper, which in the moment I thought he should have, but instead he whips it straight to Kaufman Wren on the left block. Caleb first, after setting that ball screen near the top of the key, was diving towards the rim. Kaufman Wren saw him, just dropped it off. A beautiful little shovel pass, and Caleb first rocked the rim. It was great passing.
Washington with the ball. They're working their way right to left. C.J. Cox guarding the ball handler, Iheanacho. Iheanacho transferring in from North Dakota. Started his career at James Madison. Osabor, chest pass right side, Breidenbach. Braden Smith guarding him. Breidenbach dribbles to the left elbow. Breidenbach 6'10", guarded by 6-foot Braden Smith. Now they throw it to Osabor. And he tried to throw it cross key, and it was stolen. Stolen by Braden Smith. Ahead to Lawyer. Fakes a 3. Boilermakers on the run. Braden Smith a 3 from straight away. It is no good. Missed it long. Iheanacho a rebound. Another good look from 3 for the Boilermakers, and they missed it. Down low. Cartwright kicks it outside. Osabor is going to shoot a 3. It is good. 2nd made 3 of the game for great Osabor. A 24% three-point shooter. Washington's ahead 27-20.
I was hoping he was almost too open on that play because they kicked it out and there was nobody near him, but he gathered himself and just drained that triple.
Literally a 6-point swing there. Purdue a wide open 3, and then Osabor making a 3. Driving, and Trey Kaufman Wren draws a foul from Osabor. He spun left shoulder in front of the bucket, went right at Osabor, and that is the 2nd foul on great Osabor. It comes with 57 seconds to go in the half, and to the foul line will be Purdue's Trey Kaufman Wren with 2 shots.
Osabor really active with his hands, likes to try to go for steals and blocks, and that time Kaufman Wren, after he shook free on the block, Osabor reaching for it and got Trey pretty clear right across the forehead.
Trey Cobham-Lynn will shoot the first free throw. Missed it long. Trey, this season, 58% from the foul line. How about tonight? Washington has a three from Courtright, a 24% three-point shooter, and two threes from Osabor, who's a 24% three-point shooter. Meanwhile, our Boilermakers, 11th best in the country at three-point shooting, can't buy one.
Man, I'm ready to change and shoot on the other basket.
Trey missed them both. Trey Cobham-Lynn missed both foul shots, rebounded by Makai Mason of Washington. And the Huskies have the ball and the momentum, leading 27-20 with 45 seconds to go in this first half. High left elbow extended, Breidenbach a catch. Dribble handoff to Iheanacho. He swings it right side, now goes inside to Mason. Kick it out for an open three in the corner, and another three. This one for Tyler Harris. Now, he is a 45% three-point shooter. But now it's 30-20. 30-20. Purdue's going to take a timeout, I think, at midcourt here. If Brayden Smith will see it. Yep, timeout. 20 seconds to go in the half. Purdue takes its use-it-or-lose-it timeout. As the Washington Huskies, who are a 32% three-point shooting team on the season, are knocking down threes left and right for the moment. They've extended their lead to 30-20 over our Boilermakers with 20 seconds to go in the half.
Scored 104 points last game. I don't think Purdue is going to be threatening that number today.
Just stuck at 20.
Unable to find the range offensively, and whenever it feels like we got some momentum and got a chance to make a run, we're just not able to hit that big shot or two to capitalize on those situations. And then give Washington credit. They're stepping up and drilling threes. I mean, it's a make or miss game. And the Huskies are killing Purdue right now from distance.
Purdue, over the final 20 seconds of the half, will play with Brayden Smith, C.J. Cox, Fletcher Lawyer, Caleb First, Trey Cobham-Lynn. Fletcher Lawyer will be the inbounder.
Purdue also hurting itself at the foul line, not capitalizing on those opportunities either.
Yeah, Purdue throws it into the front court. Brayden Smith a catch here. Clock is ticking. It's at 15 seconds. Purdue just 20 first half points after scoring 104 Sunday at home against Nebraska. Inside it goes to Trey Cobham-Lynn against Breidenbach, spinning, shooting, and scoring a right-handed hook shot. Trey Cobham-Lynn lays it in on what will be the final shot of the first half as the three-quarter court heave from Washington bounces off the top of the backboard. Washington 30, Purdue 22, halftime here in Seattle. Purdue does get the opening possession of the second half, attacking the basket to our left. Purdue in the anthracite unis, Washington in white. Trey Cobham-Lynn left block as we're back to action here. Attacking Osabor with two fouls, stopping and shooting and hitting a right-handed hook shot. That's exactly how the game started. A right-handed hook shot from Trey Cobham-Lynn, 5 feet from the bucket. And now Purdue's down 30-24.
That was a smooth hook shot there from Cobham-Lynn. That was all net. Big start there for Purdue.
Diallo guarded by C.J. Cox. Gets a switch from Brayden Smith on him now. Left wing. Trying to back down Smith to the left elbow. Goes to Breidenbach, who tried to throw it inside, and it was saved by Osabor, almost going out of bounds on the baseline. Instead, keeping the ball, and here's an offensive foul. I was about to say keeping the ball of the Huskies. Diallo tried to drive in from the left elbow. He pushed off with his right arm, and that's three fouls on the McDonald's All-American, the freshman Diallo, as he pushed off on Purdue's Brayden Smith, and Diallo's going to have to come out of the game.
That was a massive extension with the right forearm that discarded Brayden Smith, but there was a pause with no whistle for a half second. I was like,
That's why I hesitated.
I was like, wait a minute. Please tell me they're going to call this offensive foul. And thankfully, cooler heads prevailed.
Now 10 Washington turnovers. Can Purdue take advantage on the offensive end? Purdue to Trey Cobham-Lynn. Left block again going against Osabor. Spinning, shooting. This one was short. Purdue bench area begging for a foul there. Didn't get it, and it's rebounded by Washington. Also, boy with the ball here for the Huskies. 6-point lead for Washington at the 18:45 mark. Makai Mason, who subbed in just a moment ago for Diallo, has it in the right corner. Driving in from the right corner and stopping near the block. Had it tipped away from him and stolen. Stolen by Brayden Smith, and then is stolen right back by Makai Mason. And now what do we have? Oh, they're going to mess with the shot clock here. Boy, that was just some tough luck. The ball was tipped by Caleb First, stolen by Brayden Smith, but he was falling out of bounds as he was trying to steal it, and he threw it back in desperation and threw it right to Makai Mason. They're going to put the shot clock, by the way, at 27 for Washington.
Just unfortunate. Caleb saw Brayden was going to get the ball and was you know, on his on a in a hurry to get down the floor to get in transition, but Braden needed him.
And here's a block shot at the rim. Excellent defense. Caleb first. Iheanacho is dribbling in from the right wing, coming in hard to the basket, and he was met at the summit by Caleb first. Caleb with a block shot for Purdue, but the ball stays with Washington with 22 on the shot clock.
That was one of the better weak side blocks you'll see. Caleb, major elevation on that block.
Caleb had two blocks at Rutgers last Thursday night, you might remember. Purdue not much of a shot-blocking team without the big fella anymore. And shot clock at 13 now for Washington. Mekhi Mason on the right baseline, fouled on the drive by Caleb first. First foul on Caleb first. Of course, Zach Edey is the big fella. I guess maybe I should be more specific, just in case you're a casual Purdue fan who didn't follow us the last 2 years when he was dominating college basketball.
Right, most Buck. People knew who you meant.
I hope so. He's playing tonight, by the way, against the San Antonio Spurs, Zach Edey. Inside it goes, and it's stolen. Stolen by Braden Smith. Purdue finally ends up with that takeaway they were begging for the entire possession. Here's Fletcher Lawyer with a ball. Feeds it between the circles of Braden Smith. He'll shoot a three from straight away. A bullseye! Finally, the Boilermakers make a triple, and Purdue's trailing 30-27.
Braden Smith just left Breidenbach in the dust there. A hard dribble to his right. Stop on a dime behind the back. Breidenbach continues in that cleared space for Smitty.
Breidenbach to the high right elbow. Throws a skip pass and threw it out of bounds. He was trying to throw it to the left corner. He threw it into the stands about three rows up. That's now 11 Washington turnovers, and Purdue will take over possession.
Purdue's starting to feel the energy right now. The bench getting into it. Braden Smith's screaming over at his Purdue teammates in excitement. Can Purdue capitalize here?
Purdue's down 30-27. Braden Smith to the left wing. Lawyer fakes a three. Now to Trey Kaufman-Wren. Back to Lawyer on a give and go. Back to Trey Kaufman-Wren on the block. Against Breidenbach. Spins, shoots, and scores. Purdue trails 30-29. And Washington is looking a little flustered here in the second half. And here's another steal for Purdue. Oh, it's going to be a foul. Oh, I spoke too soon. C.J. Cox was in the backcourt trying to take it from Iheanacho. He was harassing him. But the official called a foul on C.J. Cox.
Yeah, that's a tough one against C.J. He's able to cleanly swipe that ball away. It gets loose. At that point, I feel like it's kind of one of those loose balls, both guys going after it, but they felt like C.J. pushed off a little bit as he was in pursuit of that basketball.
By the way, that last bucket by Trey Kaufman-Wren gives him 10 points, which means he has scored in double figures in every game this season. Washington the ball, 16:57 to go in a game. Purdue now trailing 30-29. Here's a deep three on the right wing. Mekhi Mason misses. Rebounded Caleb first on a good block out against Breidenbach. He'll hand the ball to Braden Smith. Over the timeline, he comes right to left in the pink sneakers and the anthracite uniform. Driving to the basket, shooting a floater. It's no good. It's tipped around a couple of times and rebounded by Osabor of Washington. He wants to lead the break. Here comes the big fella all the way to the other end. Leaves it for his teammate. Shot up and good. Tyler Harris. Harris, the transfer from Portland University.
Osabor pushing in transition. That's the luxury when a big guy can put it on the floor. He avoids the charge of Lawyer with a Euro step and drops off the dime.
Yeah, such a good passer as well. Here's Caleb first to the rim, and he was fouled as he got there by Breidenbach. Second foul on Wilhelm Breidenbach, who started his career at Nebraska, played two seasons, now playing in his senior season here at Washington. And to the foul line will go the Boilermakers, Caleb first. 6 points in the game for Caleb against a 4.5-point average. Caleb, 105 career wins as a senior and a Boilermaker. The lefty first foul shot is good. Hit the front of the rim and then rolled over.
Got to reward yourself when you have good offense, right?
And yeah.
Caleb at least hits the first one here, but it's been a while since Caleb's knocked two down in a row.
Here it is, and there it is. He knocked down two in a row. Purdue's down 32-31, 16-10 remaining.
And that was fun. Caleb with a big smile and a point towards the bench. Someone had maybe been on him about making some of those free throws.
Osabor on the right wing. Dribble handoff to Mason. Swing it far left side. Catch on Harris on the Harris on the left arc. Now right wing Iheanacho trying to back down C.J. Cox. Kicks into the far left corner for Breidenbach. Three short. Rebounded by whom? Got poked around a couple of times.
C.J. Cox
okay,
got it.
Okay, C.J. got it. Yeah, that ball got pinballed there a couple of times. Purdue with the ball. Into the right corner it goes. First, gives to Braden Smith, to Trey Coffin-Wren. Layup in the front of the basket is good. Purdue takes the lead, 33-32.
I cannot understate how, or overstate how impressive that bounce pass was by Braden Smith. Unbelievable dime dropped off there with the bounce pass to Coffin-Wren.
Timeout, Washington. The Purdue faithful that are here tonight, and there are a lot of them, are liking what they see. Purdue starts the second half on a 13-2 scoring run. Purdue leads 33-32 on the Central Indiana Honda Dealer scoreboard. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Colvin guarding Diallo. This ought to be a matchup here now. Diallo between the circles, picks up the dribble, pivoting on the left foot, still pivoting, bounces it to the far right wing, caught by Osabor. He'll dribble to the left elbow with a shot clock at 7, all the way to the rim, and made a left-handed layup. No one ever stopped great Osabor. He just kept coming downhill, and a left-handed layup gives Washington a 34-33 lead.
Just a little hesitation dribble by Osabor, and he got Caleb first off balance and was able to get the blow by.
Colvin holding the ball on the hip. Gives a chest pass between the circles of Braden Smith. Dribbling left-handed. Now to Lawyer. Rolls it down inside on the right block. Caught by Coffin-Wren. He will spin. He will shoot. And he was fouled by the new man in the game. First time in the game we've seen KC Abekwe, a 6'10", 287-pound junior, a transfer from Oregon State. And we have a timeout on the floor. When we come back, Trey Coffin-Wren will be at the foul line. Washington leads Purdue 34-33. TKR, Trey Coffin-Wren, Silver Creek High School standout, two-time state champion. Purdue's leading scorer at 17 and a half a game. Stepping to the foul line here. First free throw is good. Bounced it in there. Shooting free throw line left. 13 in the game for Trey Coffin-Wren. 13 turnovers, by the way, for Washington in this ballgame. We're tied at 34. Second free throw on the way for Trey Coffin-Wren. Is good. That one was nothing but net. Purdue takes a lead of 35-34.
So you have Caleb first and Coffin-Wren both going 2 of 2 in the line, back-to-back trips. That's certainly huge for this Purdue team.
Miles Colvin guarding Diallo, who found Osabor wide open under the bucket. Osabor found his way underneath the basket, unguarded, and he dunks it home. Washington leads 36-35.
That looked like a set play to use the aggressiveness of Caleb first against him.
A three on the way from Braden Smith is long from the right wing. Osabor rebound in the far corner. 1-point lead for Washington, and Osabor brings it up down the far sideline, left or right. He wants to try to back down Caleb first. He's just going one-on-one down there. Throws a skip pass to the right corner. Now into the hands of Courtright. He's perimeter right with the shot clock at 15. Game clock at 13:55. Courtright to Diallo. Between the circles, back to Courtright. On the corner it goes. Three on the way for Washington is short. Rebounded by the shooter. That was Mason. He missed the three. Got his own rebound. A reload here for Washington. Osabor, left corner. Bounces it down inside to his teammate. That is Diallo, spinning and shooting and missing, leaving it short. Rebounded Caleb first to the Boilermakers. Caleb first, a strong defensive rebound. Purdue the ball. Purdue trailing 36-35. Braden Smith with a screen from Trey Coffin-Wren, top of the key. Works his way left to right off of that screen. Leaves it down inside for Caleb first. He spins and shoots and scores with a left-handed hook shot. 10 points in the game for Caleb first. Just the second time all season he's had double-digit scoring. Purdue has a lead now, 37-36.
How about the soft touch there by Caleb with that lefty hook?
And here's a steal, a takeaway. Trey Coffin-Wren. Purdue wants to run. Braden Smith lobs for Colvin. He missed the layup, but Caleb first rebounds for Purdue. Purdue with a reload here. Driving is Fletcher Lawyer, and he was fouled. Oh, my. Purdue missed a bunny at the rim by Miles Colvin. Luckily, Caleb first got the rebound, gave it to Fletcher Lawyer.
Well, that was tough to watch. It felt like, I think Miles Colvin's expecting the lob towards the rim. And fourth foul there on Zoom Diallo. That's certainly huge. But Colvin, I think, expecting the lob at the rim. Instead, Braden kind of just threw it low, letting Miles catch it and then lay it in. And Miles' feet kind of got messed up. He didn't really explode off his feet like he normally would. And he just left that layup short. Fortunately, as Fletcher sinks the first free throw, as long as Fletch makes this one, Purdue will get all the points it needs on this possession.
And it will be a bonus in that Diallo has go to the bench with four fouls.
Maybe Miles did it on purpose.
No, I don't think so. No. I'm with you. He got kind of caught between, do I dunk it or lay it up? And neither worked. Fletcher Lawyer, by the way, that free throw is his first scoring of the game.
That's wild.
Averages 14 points a game. But that was his first scoring. He was coming off that 19-point game against Nebraska Sunday.
They've done a phenomenal job taking away any clean looks for Fletch.
Fletcher's foul shot good. There he goes. Made them both. Purdue's up 39-36. And right now, Washington is choosing to play without Osabor and without Diallo. Both are on the bench.
This could be a huge stretch for Purdue to capitalize and push this lead out.
And if you're Washington, you're thinking, hey, let's just keep it close here. And a foul on Lawyer. Tried to jump the pass on the right wing right in front of the Washington bench. But in doing so, he bounded into Jace Butler. First foul on Fletcher. 1,000-point career scorer is Fletcher Lawyer. So is Braden Smith. Right now, Purdue is a team nowhere near 1,000. And this ball was tipped out of bounds. Excellent hustle, Miles Colvin. Last touch by the Washington Colvin. Got to give the ball back to Washington.
I got to give the ball back to the official.
That ball bounced right to my broadcast partner, Bobby Riddell, who's sitting courtside. So if you're watching on TV and listening on the radio, thank you. And that was Bob, by the way, that caught that ball cleanly.
Still got solid hands.
Oh, you always have had great hands. 39-36, Purdue the lead, but Washington the ball. 12:30 to go in the game. This is Tyler Harris, right wing. Dribble handoff to Makai Mason. Shot clock at 3, now 2. Mason will drive, leave it down low for Butler, who missed the layup. Rebounded Trey Kaufman-Wren. Butler was wide open, and he missed the layup. Purdue with the ball as the Boilermakers got a little lucky there. Driving, Braden Smith all the way to the rim. Left-handed layup, good. Braden Smith, oh my goodness. He is orchestrating some offense right now. Let's call it a Braden Smith-Anthony. Purdue's up 41-36.
How about that? The crossover, the shiftiness of Braden Smith, and then gets to that left-handed layup.
Yeah, Nacho, top of the key to Bryden Bach. Between the rings, Purdue up 5, 11:50 remaining. Purdue trailed by 8 at the halftime horn. Corner 3, Butler faked it, now dribbles in from that corner. Shoots against Lawyer and misses. Roan rebound in his hands and then lost it. Taken away, Braden Smith. Purdue on the run. Lawyer, perimeter left. Triple threat position. Chest pass right into the waist of Braden Smith. Pocket pass to Trey Kaufman-Wren. He hesitates. He takes his time. He scores a basket. Two more for Trey Kaufman-Wren. Purdue extends the lead to 43-36.
And how about the Boilers right now? Just all the momentum in this game. Washington reeling.
Boilermakers up 7 at the 11-10 mark. Iheanacho between the rings. Dribbles to the left elbow. Lead from Mason. Dribbles in. Shoots a 12-footer. No. Rebounded on the weak side for the Boilermakers. Trey Kaufman-Wren. Purdue again wants to get in transition. Purdue a very good transition team all season long. This time, however, they'll slow it up, stop at midcourt, and put the offense into motion. You can hear Let's Go Boilers now coming from the crowd. Even on the road, the Boilermaker faithful are here in droves. Braden Smith, right elbow, stop, leans in, shoots, and he was fouled by Mason. Timeout on the floor. The Boilermakers are cooking with gas in the Pacific Northwest. Purdue 43, Washington 36 on a Central Indiana Honda dealer scoreboard. Braden Smith at the line when we come back. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. If Braden Smith can make both of these foul shots, they'll extend it to 10. Braden, an 85% foul shooter. Dribbles once, bends the knees, shoots and makes the first. 12 points in the game for Braden Smith. He averages 15. Second free throw. There it is. A 10-0 run. We call that a kill shot. Purdue, their 15th kill shot of the season. Purdue leads 45-36.
Much needed kill shot there for Purdue. Going from down 1 now to up 9. Big run there for the Boilers.
More importantly, Purdue's only allowed 4 kill shots all season. Steal. Miles Colvin stole it after Braden Smith tipped it. That's now 15 turnovers. 15 for Washington. They came in averaging 11 a game. Trey Kaufman-Wren coming right down the pipe and missed the layup, but he got hammered. He was coming down the right side of the paint. Makai Mason punished him, and he'll have to earn it at the foul line. Will the Boilermakers, Trey Kaufman-Wren.
Once again, Braden Smith, just elite anticipation on defense, getting his hand on the ball, and Purdue is forcing turnovers left and right this game. That's now the 15th turnover by Washington, and Braden Smith and TKR with that two-man game on the other end. Once again, able to get an advantageous position as Coffin Wren swishes the first free throw.
And the thing, Bob, too, is that's 11 steals. So you have these turnovers, but they're live ball turnovers because Purdue keeps stealing the ball.
That's a great point. Points off turnovers, Purdue dominating now. If Trey makes this, it'll be 14-2.
Trey's free throw no good off the back of the rim, but Purdue's going to keep the ball because Makai Mason was trying to block out an aggressive Camden Heidi, and he cut the legs out from under Cam, and Purdue's going to keep the ball. This will be a 1-1. That's Washington's seventh team foul. We still have 10-11 to go in the game. Cam and one, 1-1 for Camden Heidi. About said a Cam and one.
A Cam and one.
I'm not sure what that is. I'm just making up phrases on the fly, fans. This will be a 1-1 for Camden Heidi, the Boilermaker, who this season is 19 of 22 at the foul line.
And this is a big moment here for Cam. He's really struggled with his shot the last handful of games. Could be big to see the ball go through the rim.
He does. Banged it home. First scoring of the game for Camden Heidi. Averaging 5 points a game. And now Cam 20 of 23 at the foul line. Purdue extends the lead to 47-36. Second one for Camden, good. So he made both foul shots to extend Purdue's lead to 48-36. Purdue now on a 13-0 run. 10:05 to go in this bowl game. Huskies' Tyler Harris with it. Hands it to Courtright, who's dribbling on the left arc. Gives to Osabar. Kicking the wing for three. Good right wing triple, Makai Mason. His second made three. That stops Purdue's 13-0 run.
Well, Camden Heidi got drilled by a screen, knocked to the ground, and that put Purdue in rotations, allowing the open three on the weak side.
9:40 to go in the game. Boilers the ball in a 9-point lead. Braden Smith driving, shooting, missing. Osabor a rebound off the right side of the bucket. Washington has numbers. It's a 5-on-4 because Braden Smith is slow to get back. And it's a steal. Smith was running back into the play and stole it. Ahead to Miles Colvin. He had it knocked away from him. And out of bounds, last touch, Washington. How about Braden Smith? He was slow to get back in the play, but that's why you sprint back, young players. You sprint back into the play. You never know. They might just throw you the ball because they don't see you coming.
Absolutely. If Braden Smith is bummed out because he missed the shot and gets knocked to the floor and jogs back, that ball lands in a Washington player's hands for an open three on the left wing. Instead, Braden streaks in to the frame to get the steal.
Four steals in the game for Braden. Here's a three for Colvin. Left it short, but rebounded Jakari Harris. Shot it from the right wing and missed it. Harris rebounded for the Boilermakers. Purdue's going to reset and run an offensive play here. P.J. Thompson, offensive coordinator, shouting out the play. Driving Braden Smith and had the ball kicked away from him and out of bounds, baseline left. They actually kicked the ball out of his hands into the basket stanchion. 7 on the shot clock for Purdue. Boilermakers inbound to baseline left. Fletcher Lawyer will enter the game for the Boilermakers, replacing Miles Colvin. Good effort from Miles, especially on the defensive end here off of the bench. Braden Smith is the trigger man here. Baseline left for the Boilers. Throws it right corner. Fletcher Lawyer catches. Dribbles in on Mason. Jump stops. Shoots. Scores. Fletcher Lawyer went strong to the bucket. Made a right-handed layup. 4 points for Fletcher. Purdue leads 50-39.
That's how you play off a shot fake right there. Gets to the defender just a little off balance. Drives that right baseline. And then once again, jump stops. Plays off 2 feet. Little lift fake. And then explodes for the finish.
Here's Courtright. Perimeter left. Gives to Osabor. He lost it dribbling in. Got it back, however. Leaves it up high for his teammate. That's Harris. Left wing. Now to Courtright between the rings. 5 on the shot clock. Courtright against Heidi. Shooting a contested 3 air ball. Great defense there. Camden Heidi, great defense. And Braden Smith has the ball in his hands.
You said it. Just terrific individual defense by Heidi. Just not allowing him to get an angle to the rim and then doesn't foul a deep outside shot.
Trey Coffman-Wren leaves it out high for a Lawyer 3. It's on the way. A triple time. Fletcher Lawyer. Purdue's up 53-39. Washington takes a time out. 8:10 remaining in the game. Purdue is making the second half look a whole lot like they made the entire game against Nebraska look on Sunday. Offense, offense, offense. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. What about Purdue's defense? 9 second-half points currently for Washington. 9 with 8 minutes remaining.
Just been a lockdown effort, creating steals and turnovers left and right for this Purdue team.
We're back to action, and Washington has the ball here. The dribbler is Iheanacho. Gives it right wing on a drive and a short floater that's missed by Harris. The weak side rebound was fought for it. A couple of different players. Washington ended up with it. Fletcher Lawyer was battling for Purdue but couldn't get it. And then a foul is called by Purdue. Perimeter left against Trey Kaufman Wren. That will be his second foul.
Oh, Fletcher almost came up with that loose ball there. It was right there with the offensive player Harris just grappling for the basketball. Harris is a little bit too strong, pulls it away. Then I thought Harris might go out of bounds, but he was able just to keep his feet in.
Diallo back in the game playing with four fouls. Gives to Osabor. Perimeter right wing dribbling. Osabor now has it on the right block. Kick it for a left wing three. It's on the way. It is short. This one missed by Harris. Rebounded this time by the Boilermakers' Fletcher Lawyer. Purdue leading by a score of 53-39 with 7:24 to go. Purdue trying to win their sixth game in a row. And it would be five Big Ten games in a row if Purdue can hold on here. And there's a foul on Osabor. Knocked over Trey Kaufman Wren at the right elbow extended, trying to steal the ball from him. Three fouls on Osabor. And this will be a 1-1 for Trey Kaufman Wren, who currently has 17 points in the game.
Purdue with the inverted ball screen once again with Kaufman Wren handling, Braden Smith setting. And both defenders kind of attacked Kaufman Wren. He was fortunate as he spun to pick the basketball up and not get it stripped. As we talked about with Osabor, he likes to get aggressive. And that time, too aggressive, trying to swipe that ball away from Kaufman Wren.
Trey is 3 of 6 at the foul line. Bends the knee, shoots, and in and out, no good. Could not get it to go, and Osabor rebounds for the Washington Huskies. Osabor has 8 rebounds to go with 15 points. He has 4 assists and 3 steals. But he also has 6 turnovers. Down low, Diallo had a shot blocked. Blocked. Here comes Purdue. Ja'Kari Harris on the run. His layup is no good, and it's picked up by Diallo. Who blocked that shot for Purdue? Is that Heidi?
Camden Heidi.
Okay, yeah. I couldn't tell. I was blocked out there. Heidi the block, but it didn't result in points at the other end as Ja'Kari Harris couldn't score. Osabor, a 3 right wing. Good. His third made 3 of the game. A 24% three-point shooter. He's made 3 threes in this game.
Yeah, that's a guy Purdue is going to be living with, taking threes. Happy to have him take those, but he stepped up and made Purdue pay.
He's 3 of 3 from the three-point line. Imagine that. 6:30 to go. Purdue's up 53-42. Lawyer faking a 3, dribbling in, shooting a floater, scoring from the left wing about 6 feet away. Fletcher Lawyer, 6 points all in the second half. Purdue's up 55-42.
How about that finish, Rob? I swear at the last second, he decided to go from passing to shooting and just has the soft touch to float that thing in.
Diallo leaves it high for Osabor. He'll shoot again. Why not? He's 4 of 4 from the three-point land, and he's trying to shoot his team back into the game. Great Osabor makes it 55-45 Purdue.
Unbelievable. Osabor just trying to keep his team in the game.
Braden Smith, wide open back cut, layup. Ja'Kari Harris gets the assist. How they didn't see Braden Smith coming in from the right wing, I don't know, but he was wide open. Purdue leads by 12.
Just rubs off a back screen around the right elbow, and just no help side defense or protection around the rim, and a great find by Ja'Kari.
Diallo, perimeter right, wants to attack to the right elbow, now keeps coming, shoots an off-balance jumper, but fouled by Trey Kaufman Wren. Contact on the shot, third foul on Trey Kaufman Wren. With 5:30 to go in a game at the foul line for the Washington Huskies will be the super-duper freshman, Zoom Diallo.
Zoom at the line, shooting 2.
That was a tough call to go against Trey there. I'm not really sure what he can do. Diallo drives that seam. Kaufman Wren showing his hands, staying straight up, and Diallo completely lunges left into Trey. I just hate when they reward the offensive player for lack of creativity, to be frank, and just jumping straight into a defender and initiating contact as Diallo does sink the first free throw.
Diallo, 70% foul shooter on the season from Tacoma, Washington. Gatorade Player of the Year last year in the state of Washington as a high school player. 5:30 remains. That's 5 minutes, 30 seconds exactly. Purdue 57, Washington 46. Diallo shooting that second foul shot and making it. This game is far from over. The lead is only 10 with 5:30 to go. Purdue defensively has been stout, only 47 points. And now a 1-3-1 half-court zone by Washington. First time we've seen zone from them tonight. Trying to get the Boilermakers flustered offensively. Trey Kaufman Wren, free throw line extended to C.J. Cox, steps in from 18 feet and missed it. Rebounded weak side, Caleb first. He goes back to the basket. Count the basket. And a foul. Weak side rebound and a bucket for Caleb first. Boilermakers at the line for an and one. Purdue's degree plus gives students the chance to earn a Bachelor of Science and one from the College of Liberal Arts, both in 4 years. Check out the Liberal Arts degree plus. See if and one is right for you. The foul on Tyler Harris was his first.
Caleb first just giving such a lift to this team. Purdue is 13-0 in his career as he makes the free throw to convert the and one. 13-0 when he scores in double figures. Caleb in double figures today. Purdue looking good to potentially go 14-0 when he scores double figures.
Yeah, he has a season-high 13 points right now. Does Caleb first? We're under 5 minutes to go. Washington the basketball. Purdue up 60-47. Here's a drive. Diallo missed it at the rim. Rebounded Caleb first. Diallo got to the hoop but couldn't make a short right-handed bunny. Braden Smith will bring the ball into the front court. And now we have a stoppage of play. Trey Kaufman-Wren fell down at the foul line. I think
he tweaked his ankle, I think.
Yeah, it looked like he and Osipor maybe just kind of accidentally banged into one another. And because Trey got up awkwardly and was grimacing in pain, the official stopped the game. That's official Michael Irving, just to make sure he's okay. He certainly looks to be all right. He'll stay in the game. Bryden Bach will enter the game. He'll replace Tyler Harris for Washington. Purdue inbounds on the far sideline, directly across from our broadcast position. Fletcher Lawyer, the inbounder. Fletcher with 6 second-half points for Purdue. Purdue up 60-47. The ball in the hands of Braden Smith. Dribbling between the legs, left to right. Leaves it for Kaufman-Wren. Short floater good. Apparently that ankle's just fine. Two more for Trey Kaufman-Wren. Purdue's up 15, and now a foul in the backcourt on C.J. Cox. Team foul number six.
Well, that pocket pass from Braden Smith to Trey Kaufman-Wren, which Purdue has been flourishing with here over this winning streak, was wide open there once again. Washington really aggressive with the trap early in the game, took that away, but you can tell, like, as the games wore on, they've got less aggressive, and that pocket pass becoming more open and Purdue taking advantage.
Yeah, they had Purdue a little befuddled there in that first half with the way they were attacking the ball screen. Purdue has gotten it figured out here in the second half. Here's a three in the corner for Washington. That one bangs in and out, no good. And Trey Kaufman-Wren fought for the rebound. The shot was missed by Mason. Trey Kaufman-Wren was in there fighting with Osibor, and a foul will be called against the Boilermakers, and it's against C.J. Cox, who is trying to help out in rebounding. Third foul on C.J. Cox, but this is now a one-and-one for great Osibor, the senior from Bradford, England. Last year against Purdue, he had 14 points, 6 rebounds when he was playing for Utah State in that NCAA tournament game in Indianapolis.
Well, with the way he's making all these threes, feels like he's destined to miss a front end
something.
Right here.
The guy's 4 of 4 at the 3-point line. Where's number one on the white jersey? Does Osibor dribbles once, bends those knees, shoots. And makes it. He's having a nice shooting night. Is great. Also bored.
Or he'll just shoot a swish and touch no part of the rim.
Sunday afternoon at Michigan, he had 23 points, 11 rebounds. He has 22 points in this game. Shooting a second free throw, made that one two. 4:05 to go. Clock ticking. Purdue up 62-49. Purdue trailed at halftime, 30-22. And here we are, back to the 1-3-1 half court from the Huskies. Purdue will attack it with a ball in the hands, left wing of Braden Smith. Shot clock's at 10. Braden dribbles to the left block, spins, turns around. Now Lawyer with it, shooting a three straight away off the back of the rim and almost went in on a second carom, but doesn't. Rebounded out of there by Washington's Makai Mason. We're down to 3:35 to go. Diallo wants to drive on the right block. Stops layup. Good. Oh, man, is he good at getting downhill on the right-handed dribble. 62-51. Purdue up 11, but now Washington will settle back into the 1-3-1.
Diallo with the burst right there. Just gets by Cox, and then Kaufman-Wren not able to square him up on the help side.
Braden Smith to Cox, a three on the right wing. In and out. How did that not stay in there? Loose ball on the floor, picked up by Brodenbach of Washington. Oh, my. That ball did everything except stay in the basket.
That is so frustrating as a shooter when it feels good off your hand and just rattles out.
Oh, boy, it looked good from our position, too. Driving Osibor, fouled on the drive. 2:55 to go. Timeout on the floor. Purdue leading 62-51 on the Central Indiana Honda Dealer scoreboard. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. And at the line, great Osabor. Oh, two shots here. I said one and one. This is actually a two-shot opportunity for Osabor, who currently has 23 points, 8 rebounds, and now he has 24 points after the made foul shot. Shrugs the shoulders, dribbles once. Osabor foul line right, missed it. Finally missed a foul shot. Fletcher Lawyer tracks it down to the far corner. Purdue with a lead of 10, but back to the 1-3 run comes Washington. Purdue wants to burn some time and maybe make a shot or two here. Lawyer perimeter right on the arc, throws it top of the key, catch for Braden Smith, shot clock at 10. Game clock at 2:35. Braden, shot clock at 7, dribbling in and turn it over. Jumped in the air and it was stolen by Mason when he tried to throw it to Lawyer. Mason at the other end, layup, and we have an 8-point game. Only Purdue's 9th turnover of the game, but that led to a runout.
The exact type of turnover you can't have, too, trying to hold on to a lead, that live ball variety.
Braden Smith in the corner to C.J. Cox. Now to Trey Kaufman, Wren right elbow. Back to Braden. 2:07 remains in the game. 15 on the shot clock. Washington making some noise here, trailing by 8. Braden Smith will drive. Tried to throw it inside, and it was stolen again. Stolen this time by Tyler Harris. Oh, the turnovers are hurting now, and an offensive foul. That'll help. Fletcher Lawyer took the charge, and that's the 5th foul on Zoom Diallo. Oh, that's a big one. Not only does he foul out of the game, but it's the 17th turnover, and it gives the ball back to Purdue when the Boilermakers were really starting to look shaky here.
Things were laboring for sure. Purdue with a couple turnovers in a row. Just nice anticipation there by Fletcher Lawyer defensively. He's got Diallo. He knows Diallo's a driver, not a guy who likes to shoot the ball from the perimeter. He knows when Diallo sees Fletcher Lawyer in front of him, he's going to want to try to attack, and Fletch anticipated that, slid to his right, and took that hit in the chest.
Diallo fouls out with 6 points. Averaging 10 a game was the super freshman. Purdue with it here, still trying to figure out this 1-3 run. Fletcher Lawyer will figure it out. A triple time from the right wing. That's what Purdue needed against the zone defense.
Oh, that is the guy you want shooting the open triple, and Fletch comes through in a big moment.
9 points for Fletcher. Boy, did Purdue need that one there. Mekhi Mason, a 3 on the left wing. It is in and out, no good. Braden Smith with a rebound for the Boilermakers.
Great box out there. C.J. Cox on Breidenbach.
How about Braden Smith tonight? 15 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and 5 steals. Not too shabby. We're down to 110 to go in a game. Purdue's up 65-54. Is Washington going to foul or not? They're just letting Braden Smith dribble the ball near the timeline. Not really harassing it. We're under a minute to go. Shot clock at 7. Braden Smith will drive. Shoot a fall-away 12-footer and hit it. Of course he will. Two more for Braden Smith. Purdue up 67-54. Clocks at 53 seconds and ticking. Tick, 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 tick. Osabor 3, right wing, good again. Osabor cannot miss tonight from the three-point line. Timeout, Washington. 47 seconds remaining. Great Osabor is 5 of 5 from the three-point line, and every one of them has been nothing but the bottom of the net.
He's got more threes in this game than he had on the entire season coming into this game. He had 4 threes, 4 of 17 coming into this game, and he's 5 for 5. And Purdue still got a great chance to prevail, which if you would have told me before the game Osborne was going 5 for 5 from long range, I would have been a little bit nervous.
Well, Purdue does have 47 seconds to kill if they want to win the game. Purdue does have a 10-point lead. Great Osabor has 27 points. That's his season high. Well, we told you in the pregame show, when he played Purdue last year at Utah State, he probably didn't like the fact that Zach Edey was down there banging him around all game. He came into this game today saying, oh, Purdue doesn't have Zach Edey anymore. Thank goodness. I'm going to get busy.
Right, but you would have thought he would have been like, all right, I'm going to get busy around the rim.
Good point.
Instead, he's like
shooting three.
I'm going to show you what I've improved on this offseason. I remember in our game against Utah State, he took a 3 right in front of us and missed it super badly, yes. Like one of those egregiously bad air balls. Yeah. And you could just tell in that moment he was definitely out of it. He has not looked that bad whatsoever shooting from long range here tonight.
Purdue a 10-point lead. Purdue is in the double bonus if Washington chooses to foul. The possession arrow favors Washington. Washington is out of timeouts. Purdue has three timeouts at their disposal here. Purdue 67, Washington 57. Thanks for staying up late with us tonight, Purdue fans. We know it's been a late night in that Eastern time zone. Full court pressure from Washington. They're trying to trap in a backcourt. C.J. Cox to Braden Smith. Purdue has to hurry, and they break it by throwing to Caleb first at midcourt, and they foul him. Breidenbach fouled him as soon as Caleb caught it at midcourt, right on the W logo. Breidenbach reached out and fouled him. Third foul on Breidenbach. This will be a double bonus for Caleb first. Caleb is a season high, 13 points.
The Boilermakers are in double bonus.
This is where the double bonus certainly much more comfortable as a shooter. Those one-on-ones can be really difficult at times.
He made it. Caleb first, 14 points, the left-handed shooter. Purdue has won 30 straight games when they hold the opposition under 70 points.
That one rattled around and touched every part of the rim on that free throw.
Right now, Washington's at 57. Next one is good, and that's a career high. Caleb first, a career high, 15 points. Purdue's up 69-57. We're down to 30 seconds remaining. Ossipper will drive on first, and he was fouled. You might hear Coach Painter in the background say, "What are you doing? We don't want to foul here. Just give him the layup." Caleb fouled. There was no layup made. Ossipper will have to earn it at the foul line with 31.3 to go. 31.3.
Washington had some success, has had some success here tonight driving those seams, and I think that'll be an area in the film study that Purdue will want to look at and just try to clean up a little bit as Osborne makes the first free throw, just allowing those angles on the drives a little bit too much. You want to try to keep him in front and force that offensive player to have to make a mid-range shot, which from an analytical standpoint, much more advantageous.
Osborne made one, missed the second. Fletcher Lawyer rebounded. Will Washington foul? They're at least going to press. They're in a 2-2-1 here off the missed free throw. Braden Smith breaks it on the dribble right to left. There's a 1 second difference between game clock, shot clock. Is Washington going to foul? Yes or no? They're looking at their coach. Nope. Coach Sprinkle just gave them the hands-off sign. So Purdue will probably just take a turnover here. Again, there's a roughly 1 second difference. Purdue will take what will be their 11th turnover. With 0.9 to go in the game. 0.9, Washington will have to throw the ball inbounds. This game will be over, and Purdue will have won their sixth straight game. More importantly, their fifth straight Big Ten win. Purdue up 69-58. Washington dribbles it out, and this game has gone final. The final score tonight at Alaska Airlines Arena. Purdue 69, Washington 58. The Boilermakers improved to 14-4 on the season, 6-1 in the Big Ten. Purdue now has won six straight, dating back to the win against Toledo on December the 28th. Washington falls to 10-8. They're 1-6 in the Big Ten.